Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Hi, thank you, Katie, and welcome to program number 600 of Nostalgia Radio Time. Wow, here we are, we've reached 600 weekly episodes. For 600 weeks straight, we've been bringing you Nostalgia Radio Time over the airwaves and over the internet. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your loyalty for the past 12 years. So this week we're going to celebrate with some anniversary songs, some songs of celebration, like this one from Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet from 1960. This could be the start of something big.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21, watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly Gallon Guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see. This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try a romance with me and see.
You're watching the sun come up and counting your money, or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, and you want to be where he is. And this must be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something.
Steve and Edie kicking off program number 600 with This Could Be the Start of Something Big. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you'd like featured, send us a request. Send me your comments and questions about the program, too. Send them all to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And if you're online, check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well. We have a great Facebook group. Actually, we've got a page and a group. And, of course, you can tweet to us at NRT with GVB. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, you're looking to acquire one that's fully restored and functional, now many with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at www.radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K, and I've got some great fully restored sets available for you. Next up, we've got the Four Lads going back to 1955 and their number two hit that year, Moments to Remember. And there certainly have been many of those throughout the past 12 years here on NRT.
To remember. Year's Eve we did the town. The day we tore the goalpost down. We will have these moments to quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won. We will have these moments to remember. Though summer turns to winter and the present disappears, the laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we will have
and somehow never watch the show.
We will have these moments to remember. Though summer turns to winter and the present disappears, the last will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we will have these moments to
rewards with you. Tell me this is real romance, an anniversary dream come true. Let this be the anthem to our future years, 2 millions of smiles and a few little tears. May I always listen to the anniversary waltz with you. And a few little tears. May I always listen to the anniversary waltz. The anniversary waltz with you.
Eddie Howard from 1941 with the anniversary waltz. Now we've got Dina Martin, our good friend Dina Martin, an excerpt from the 2014 interview she did with me, talking about her dad's famous recording from 1956. Since 2006, you've recorded four great albums, the latest of which was released last fall titled Destination Moon. Your husband John Griffith produced this, and it was recorded in the legendary Capitol Records Studio A, where your father recorded so many of his best love hits. What an amazing experience that must have been for you.
It was unbelievable, Greg, because imagine, I'm trying to think how many years ago it was that I went there for the first time to watch my dad record his very first number one hit, Memories Are Made of This. And,
wow.
And I sat there, it was incredible. And I remember, walking down the hallway with my mom and, looking at the photographs that were along the wall, all these big black and white photographs of my dad and, like Peggy Lee and Keeley Smith and Bobby Darin and Nat King Cole. And, it was just an experience that I will never forget. Then going in to Studio A and sitting down and seeing the whole orchestra, and my dad up there on the podium. And I sat on it was like an aluminum, some kind of very cold chair. My feet didn't even touch the floor. And I watched my dad, and he was so funny with them. And then, and they would say, okay, here we go. And they would, one, two, three, and they counted it off. And then my dad started to sing. And then the backup singers, they started to sing. And all of a sudden they said, okay, that's it. We've got a record. And so all of these years, and that became his first number one hit, Memories Are Made of This.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me, you can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take
sweet, sweet,
one fresh and tender kiss,
the memories you gave of me.
Add
sweet, sweet,
one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat memories you gave me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this.
The memories you gave me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream. Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
The memories you gave me.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor
with
sweet, sweet
his blessings from above.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve
sweet, sweet
it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love, through life, memories are made of this. Memories are made of this.
And all these years later, I'm able to, walk down that hall into Studio A and record and hear my dad's voice. And it was such an overwhelming, fantastic experience for me.
Between the pages of my mind, memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories, sweet memories, memories.
Elvis Presley from 1968 with his beautiful recording of Memories. Speaking of memories, it's Bing Crosby time, our Bing Sings feature for the week, and Bing is joined by Liza Minnelli from a 1976 television performance on the Bell Telephone Jubilee. Bing does The Way We Were, and Liza does a counter medley of Yesterday. And they're accompanied by Marvin Hamlisch on the piano.
Memories light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures
yesterday
of the smiles we left behind.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Smiles we gave to one another.
Now it looks as though
all the way.
Thank you.
what's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. So it's the laughter we will remember whenever we remember the way we were.
Forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride, the way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments,
memories we've been sharing.
Magic moments
when two hearts are caring.
Time can't erase the memory of
these magic moments filled with love. The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours, the Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers.
Magic moments,
memories we've been sharing.
Magic moments,
when two hearts are caring.
Time can't erase the memory of
these magic moments filled with love.
The way that we cheered whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Perry Como from 1957 with his smash hit Magic Moments, and there certainly have been many, many magic moments throughout the past 12 years and the past 600 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. Once again, I'm very grateful to all of you for sticking with me all these years and all these episodes, and I hope you'll be with me again for the next, well, I don't know if we'll do another 600, but we'll try, see how many we get. But now it's time for Old Time Radio Time. It's here in the program where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to October 16th of 1947, and tuning into the Kraft Music Hall on NBC, hosted by Al Jolson, with his special guest that week, Bing Crosby, making a return appearance on the hall over a year after he left it to host the Philco Radio Time over on ABC on Wednesday night. So here he is. Thursday night is Bing's day again on the Kraft Music Hall.
Wait a minute, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet.
This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Bing Crosby.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song.
awfully nice, Al. I sure enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, Ken Commoner. I like a man who likes my singing.
Well, it wasn't so much that, Al. It's such a novelty having a man sing in the Kraft musical who wears a shirt and necktie.
Careful, careful, Ken. Bing's here in the hall tonight, so don't pick on his flimsy wardrobe.
Oh?
You know, when you get four boys, that's all the clothes they leave you with.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't say anything against Bing.
Of course not.
Why, he's one of the finest, nicest, greatest, most brilliant, personable, lovable, charming...
Wait a minute, Ken. What about me?
Well, you're a nice fella.
Nice fella? Can you spare that?
Well, that's just putting it in a nutshell.
Well, crack it open, boy, and let's get at the meat. At least you can say something about my singing.
Why, of course, Al. Why, no one sings April Showers as often as you do.
Well, I gotta give this boy the loyalty test. Ken, you better wind your calendar. This is the night we're pushing cheese.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
Thursday,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I'm so confused with both my bosses on together.
Well, no reason to be confused, Ken. This is the Kraft Music Hall. I'm Al Jolson, and the following should remove all doubt. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday we're gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland, for me and my gal. And my gal, the parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday we're going to build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland, for me and my gal. Homemakers,
for meatless meals, for economy, get Kraft's nutritious, smooth-melting cheese food, Velveeta. Melt Velveeta for a smooth sauce that's swell on fish, egg, seafood, and also on leftovers, such as ham or chicken. And remember, these good-eating Velveeta main dishes are highly nutritious. Velveeta itself helps supply high-quality, complete protein, plus other important nutrients from milk. So get plenty of Kraft's famous Velveeta for snacks and sandwiches and for cooking. Tomorrow, get the 2-pound Velveeta loaf.
Oscar, I've been hearing some very nice things about you.
They're all lies. Only people who... Only people who don't know me could say nice things about me.
Well, I've been trying to be friendly with you, Oscar. In fact, I've invited you to my home a dozen times. But I don't know, you never come.
You always invite me, but you never tell me the address. You just point at a mountain and say you live up there. We started for there the other night and ended up spending the evening with Peter the Hermit.
I'm sorry you didn't find us, Oscar. You know, I had the swimming pool all warmed up so you could take a swim.
I loathe swimming.
Oscar, swimming comes in handy. Might save yourself from drowning sometime.
Even if I was drowning, I wouldn't swim. I refuse to do anything I don't like.
Well, come up to the house and drown sometime. I just want you to have a good time. All I'm suggesting, Oscar, is this, that you get a little relaxation and exercise.
Look, if a man doesn't exercise, he won't get hungry. If he doesn't get hungry, he won't eat. If he doesn't eat, he won't get fat. And if he doesn't get fat, he doesn't have to exercise. Of course, this is only a theory of mine. And I might be wrong, though I doubt it because I said it.
The trouble with asking you a question, Oscar, is that I've got to listen to the answer.
All I'm saying is that I don't believe in exercise. If you can lie down, why stand up?
Did you ever try playing the piano that way?
No, but I got the Steinway Company working on a piano with legs that bend at the knees.
Well, the way you pound a piano, it'll have flat feet in no time. Oscar, look, no need to argue about this. I just want to point out there are other ways to relax besides reading books.
I never read books. They take my mind off myself.
Oscar, did they have this much trouble with you when you were on Information, Please?
Thank you.
I'll give you that again. Did they have this... Did they have this much trouble with you when you were on Information, Please?
Even more. Sometimes the fellas won't even talk to me.
There may be times when I won't talk to you.
Yes, but on Information, Please, when they don't talk to me, they use bigger words.
Oscar, look, if you'd only relax and take it easy, there'd be no reason for people not talking to you. You'd have a lot of friends.
I got a lot of friends. Some of them are big shots, too. I used to get letters from judges of the Supreme Court.
Used to get? They don't write you anymore?
Supreme Court judges have no time now. On account of the new fashions, they're busy letting out the hems on their gowns.
Well, I hope they don't go any further than that. Be a little undignified to see those nice old men wearing peekaboo bodice.
I'm tired talking. I think I'll play the piano.
Oscar, look, when you play the piano, you're really talking. So go over there and, baby, shoot your fingers off.
I just want to announce that this piano doesn't have a role in it. Any mistakes are my own.
Oscar, that was truly great. Tell me, what was the name of that tune you were playing?
That was the Tchaikovsky B-flat piano concerto.
But, Oscar, look, you told me that it took 35 minutes to play that concerto. You cut it down to 2 minutes. How'd you do it?
A man came over from Reader's Digest and condensed it.
I think I'll get that man to work on my age. Oh, brother, your music really sends me.
Really, Al?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna tell you where. Play something now, something sweet and nice. Something new. Something with love in it.
I'll be glad to.
That's new, all right. In fact, it was new in 1913. It just proves you can't keep a good tune down. Hagar, hey, my heart, I love you. Don't let us part, I love you. Dear little girl, sweet little girl, sweeter than the rose of Erin, are your winning smiles and daring. Take on my heart, your glances with Irish art and trances, come be my own. Come make your home in a
was Al Jolson warbling an old girl chanty that's been pull-motored back to fame. Well, we move along now to the next item on the agenda of this heavily hoopered hall, where we meet up with a young man, fine, fine-looking chap, one Harry Lillis Crosby, a boy who's come up this fellow...
Wait a minute, that's my job. You know, I'm not the guest. Oh. This time, you're the one who gets a small check.
Al, forgive me my presumptuousness.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You may tap me lightly on the tonsure with a rolled-up racing form. Go ahead.
King, look, I don't really mind you introducing yourself, but what's that Harry Lilly stuff?
Well, that's nothing, Al. It's just that when I frequent certain joints, I use my maiden name.
Oh, I see.
But I really like visiting back here at KMH. It gives me that old feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of miss the place.
Don't worry, Bing. I can't last forever.
But you did. But I don't want you to think I'm not happy, Al, where I am, because I am. I'm picking up a happy buck from time to time, hustling those wireless sets. Wouldst perhaps be interested in our model 1201?
Wouldst? Will you make it an even trade for a pound of Velveeta?
I might do that. Does your Velveeta have an automatic cracker changer?
No, but when your hubby brings home surprise guests, can you slice up a Philco?
Certainly. Phil-Aid Philco. It's great on Eggless Thursdays.
Very nice.
It doesn't look like you're going to ask me, but yes. This bundle I've got under my arm, Al, is the Whiff and Poof song.
Yeah?
You mind if I use the equipment and the chorus?
As a sophomore to a senior, go ahead.
You're sweet.
To the tables down at Morris, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well. Sing the Whiff and Poofs assemble with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I wasting and aborning and the rest? We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last.
Then we'll pass and be forgotten with have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We're little black sheep and gone astray. Ba, ba, ba.
Ah, gentlemen songsters,
was off on a spree, doomed from here to eternity. Lord, have mercy on such as we ba.
Good homemakers who are serving meatless menus, here's a swell recipe. It's for a rich golden Welsh rabbit that's a perfect main dish any day in the week, and a wonderful idea for what to serve the crowd after Saturday's football game. You ready for the recipe?
For that football crowd, we'd better make a double recipe. We'll use 1 pound of Kraft Smooth Melting Velveeta. That's 2 1-half-pound packages of this famous cheese food, or half of a 2-pound loaf. Cut up the pound of golden Velveeta and melt it in your chafing dish or the top of your double boiler. Gradually add 1/2 cup of milk. That's 1/2 cup of milk. And stir it into the melted Velveeta. Now season that smooth, golden Welsh rabbit to taste. Salt, pepper, dash of dry mustard, Worcestershire sauce. Serve on toast and listen to the raves.
And just be sure you use genuine smooth-melting Velveeta, made only by Kraft. Get the 2-pound Velveeta loaf tomorrow for snacks, sandwiches, and grand hot dishes, too. Remember, Velveeta for money-saving, meatless main dishes.
Tell me, Bing, how do you like the way I'm running the hall?
Oh, tip-top, Al, really tip-top. I noticed the boys in the band don't have racing forms on the music stands anymore.
Well,
step up.
I fixed that, Bing. I got the boys Dick Tracy wrist radios so they can get the results direct from the track.
Oh. So that's it, huh? Listen, can I make a request the next time I sing? Will you have the boys turn down the volume on their wrist sets a little?
What happened?
Whiff and Poof wheeled a couple times, but he ran out of the money there.
Well, I'm sorry, Bing, but last week I had even worse trouble.
Whatever.
While I was singing, they were tuned in on Perry Como.
Oh, this is treason, Al. Treason in the music hall. When I was in charge here and such a crime was committed, I doused them with Airwick and I put them to bed without a bit of bourbon. Let it off.
Bing, I want to ask you something. Are there any other changes that don't meet with your approval?
Well, Al, I don't like to be picky, you know. I'm an expansive type of kid.
Naturally.
But whatever happened to that handsome likeness of me that used to hang on yonder south wall?
Oh, your picture?
Yes, where is it?
Well, we had to take it down, Bing. Oh. You see, people kept painting mustaches on it, you know.
The cads. How did I look with a mustache?
Not too good, Bing. They always put it on your head.
That's where it needs it the most.
Yeah.
But don't fret, Al. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send you something to take its place if you'll promise to use it.
Yeah.
How about a moose?
A moose?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, a moose.
Mm-hmm.
One of those short animals with horns at one end and a living room wall at the other. Yeah, I know that.
Maybe I better just send you another picture.
You don't have to
bother,
Bing.
I'll send you a picture of Everett. Would you like a picture of Everett?
I've got one. Listen. We don't need a picture now. You see, the hole in the wall has been plugged up. Well, go right ahead. Talk about Everett again.
Well, as they say at the Rue de la Paix Café, hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana.
Yes, they changed hands recently, you know. Well, look, when you're refurnishing the hall, you didn't disturb my old dressing room, did you?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that. You see, there's still a bale of hay in there.
Well, I beg if you leave it there, Al. It's like a light burning in the window. It's for one of my horses that never came in.
We better put a lot more hay in there.
Yeah. Listen, as a whole, though, I must commend you, Al. Progress is being made.
You really think so?
One of the smartest touches of the radio season was when you added Oscar Levin.
Oh, I'm glad you
like
that.
It's just like the maraschino on a banana split. By the by, how did you ever happen to corral Oscar?
They put me on this program because I'm lovable.
Oscar? You lovable? You're stepping out of character, aren't you, Oscar?
That's not a step, that's a leap. Oscar, what makes you think you're so lovable?
My children are beginning to like me. When I'm practicing, they don't sneak up and slam the piano cover on my hands anymore.
Listen, Jack, you're lucky to have a piano to slam. When I practice, my tribe lines up and pelts me with Andy Russell records.
Well, boys, I don't have that trouble. My family is sympathetic. When I start practicing, my wife sneaks up and puts cotton in my ears.
Oh. You know, I could have been a singer.
Really?
But I came from a very poor family. I couldn't afford tonsils.
How'd you get hold of a piano?
My brother was a pickpocket.
Oh. Oscar, honestly, you ought to be glad you took a piano. Otherwise, you might never have known George Gershwin.
You're right, Al. George was an inspiration to many of us.
Well, I guess we all benefited by knowing George. Oscar, by playing the Rhapsody in Blue, the Concerto, and Preludes. And Bing, you and I still have the privilege of singing his great songs.
Well, let's warm up Oscar and get after him, huh?
Deep in my heart, that melody will always linger.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be good and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
Oh, sweet and lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good too.
Somebody love me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Oh, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything more? It ain't necessarily so. Well, it ain't necessarily so. The things that your preacher is liable to teach you, well, it ain't necessarily so. It ain't nessa, ain't nessa, ain't nessa, ain't nessa, ain't necessarily so.
Summertime, and living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh,
and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Let the trumpet go loud, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band, hear the cymbals ring,
all in one and all,
till the marshals swing,
strike up the band.
There is work to be done, to be done.
There's a war to be won.
Come, you son of a gun.
Take your stand.
Falling like a bow.
Come along, let's go.
Hey, leader, strike up the band.
And thanks, Bing, for dropping in to see us. You must invite me over, too.
Bing Crosby can currently be seen in the Paramount picture Welcome Stranger. Tune in again next Thursday for the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our special guest, Groucho Marx. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson and Eve Arden, who follow immediately. The making of really fine French dressing is a tricky business indeed. That's why the clever hostess takes no chances, preferring to serve her salads with one of the two famous French dressings made by Kraft. The first, Kraft French dressing, has a smooth come-on flavor that everyone likes, mild yet spicy enough. It's America's most popular French dressing. Then for those who prefer just a teasing touch of onion and garlic, there's superb Miracle French dressing, also made by Kraft. Both are seasoned to perfection. Choose the one of your taste. Delicious, intriguing Miracle French dressing, or the slightly milder, delightfully flavored Kraft French dressing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Joe, go!
Well, that'll get it for this week's episode, number 600 of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again for episode 601 next week when we once again comb the archives for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your song requests, old-time radio show requests, any comments about the program, or anything you'd like to say. Just send me an email to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. Always love to hear from you. And you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter as well. And if you happen to be interested in antique radio, one that's fully restored and functional, now many with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at www.radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K. And I think I've got some great sets that you might be interested in. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying so long for now.